Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
Big Screen, Little Screen is back. We have a fantasy sci-fi special with things from Netflix, also Sky Show, also Disney Plus. Susie is going to take us through all of these. Let's kick it off, Susie, by turning our attention to Shadow and Bone.
Yeah, hi, Kat. So Shadow and Bone has come out on Netflix. You can watch it now. This one is about dark forces called the Shadowfold. They've taken over the world, and mapmaker Alina accidentally discovers she has the power to change the fate of war. She is the only one who can summon light. Set in Ravka, a fantasy kingdom based on the Tsarist Russian Empire, Alina joins an elite army of Grisha. She must play a major role in fighting the Fold that has taken over and rules the people. This fantasy drama is based on a book trilogy called Grisha by Leigh Bardugo, and season one of Shadow and Bone follows the first book of the trilogy.
Let's have a quick listen.
Is this true? Can you summon light?
She's real.
Our enemies are threatened by your mere existence.
The whole world will be after you.
The prize is 1 million Kruger.
Bring me Alina Starkov.
Now, fans of the book are somewhat divided on this.
Yeah, the book series was originally set to become a movie, or three, in 2012, but due to some management changes, it never happened. And then, randomly, Netflix picked it up in 2019. Fans of the books are divided on if the books should have been made into a movie, a TV show, or nothing at all.
Now, not only that, but this is a merge of different stories, different books.
That's right. So the author wrote the trilogy Grisha, as well as a duology called Six of Crows. These two book series were written as separate writings, but Netflix has combined them to make it one series. This means that they were able to take creative liberties with the TV show, and fans of the books will have an inkling about the outcomes, but will still have some surprises along the way.
Now, staying on sci-fi fantasy, we are going to Sky Show with a show called Intergalactic. Again, it's a series, and this one is a Sky original.
That's right. So it's the only place you can watch it. It is out as of Wednesday midweek this week. It has newcomer Savannah Stein and Parminder Nagra in it. So what's this one about? When Sky cop Ash Harper is arrested for a crime she didn't commit, she's thrown into a precarious situation that sees her unwittingly join a mutiny of hardened criminal women who threaten to kill her if she doesn't pilot the prisoner ship to safety. Along the way, Ash is tasked with a secret mission to track a former spy. This task is given to her by her mother, and she soon discovers there are dark secrets within her own family, and her quest for the hard truth becomes her main mission.
This one feels a little lighter overall. Let's have a quick listen.
Enemies of the state, hardened criminals.
Nobody move.
Some sort of mutiny.
We need to go to Arcadia.
Maybe put some safety straps on. Maybe not.
There are some strong female characters in this one.
Yeah, and a truly diverse cast. Not only women are at the forefront of this, but people of color too. In fact, the three main roles have all gone to people of color, something that those actors noticed when they were cast. All three noted that they had never been cast in a role with other people of colour in prominent roles.
Well, about time, and check it out. It's Intergalactic Season 1. It's on Sky Show this week as of Wednesday. So let's move on and look at one from, well, Star Wars. This one will be from Disney then, I guess.
Yeah, this one's on Disney Plus. It's called The Bad Batch, and it is a Star Wars franchise. It is a animation. Star Wars The Bad Batch follows the elite and experimental clones of The Bad Batch, first introduced in The Clone Wars. The series follows on Clone Force 99, a bad batch of clone troopers who each have unique genetic mutations and share a lack of respect for the Empire's authority.
Okay, this one came out last week on May the 4th for, well, obvious reasons, really.
Yeah, so May the 4th be with you. They do release things on May the 4th as a little bit of a nod to that. But the date has become synonymous with Star Wars. But the phrase dates back to at least 1979 on the day that Margaret Thatcher was elected Britain's first woman prime minister. Her party took out a newspaper ad in the London Evening News that said, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations."
I never knew that. I wish I'd known last week. Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. Susie, thanks very much for running us through all of these. I believe that is the 6,752nd Star Wars show that has come out. I'm joking.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Thanks very much for running us through. That's Shadow and Bone on Netflix. Also check out Intergalactic. It is on Sky Show. And then, of course, the animation Star Wars Bad Batch on Disney+. If you want to hear more from Susie, you can find it all at worldradio.ch/bigscreen/littlescreen. Thanks so much.
Enjoy the sci-fi.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.